chapter 25. These are also parables of Solomon, which the men of Ezekias, king of Judah, copied out. It is the glory of God to conceal the word, and the glory of kings to search out the speech. The heaven above and the earth beneath and the heart of kings is unsearchable. Take away the rust from silver, and there shall come forth a most pure vessel. Take away wickedness from the face of the king, and his throne shall be established with justice. Appear not glorious before the king, and stand not in the place of great men. For it is better that it should be said to thee, Come up hither, than that thou shouldst be humbled before the prince. The things which thy eyes have seen, utter not hastily in a quarrel, lest afterward thou mayest not be able to make amends when thou hast dishonored thy friend. Treat thy cause with thy friend, and discover not the secret to a stranger, lest he insult over thee when he hath heard it, and cease not to upbraid thee. Grace and friendship deliver a man. Keep these for thyself, lest thou fall under reproach. To speak a word in due time is like apples of gold on beds of silver. As an earring of gold and a bright pearl, so is he that reproveth the wise and the obedient ear. As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to him that sent him, for he refresheth his soul. As clouds and wind when no rain followeth, so is the man that boasteth and doth not fulfill his promises. By patience a prince shall be appeased, and a soft tongue shall break hardness. Thou hast found honey, eat what is sufficient for thee, lest being glutted therewith thou vomit it up. Withdraw thy foot from the house of thy neighbor, lest having his fill he hate thee. A man that beareth false witness against his neighbor is like a dart, and a sword, and a sharp arrow. To trust to an unfaithful man in the time of trouble is like a rotten tooth and weary foot, and one that loseth his garment in cold weather. As vinegar upon nitre, so is he that singeth songs to a very evil heart. As a moth doth by a garment, and a worm by the wood, so the sadness of a man consumeth the heart. If thy enemy be hungry, give him to eat. If he thirst, give him water to drink. For thou shalt heap hot coals upon his head, and the Lord will reward thee. The north wind driveth away rain, as doth a sad countenance a backbiting tongue. It is better to sit in a corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman, and in a common house. As cold water to a thirsty soul, so is good tidings from a far country. A just man falling down before the wicked is as a fountain troubled with the foot, and a corrupted spring. As it is not good for a man to eat much honey, so he that is a searcher of majesty shall be overwhelmed by glory. As a city that lieth open and is not compassed with walls, so is a man that cannot refrain his own spirit in speaking. Chapter 26. As snow in summer and rain in harvest, so glory is not seemly for a fool. As a bird flying to other places, and a sparrow going here and there, so a curse uttered without cause shall come upon a man. A whip for a horse, and a snaffle for an ass, and a rod for the back of fools. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou be made like him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he imagine himself to be wise. He that sendeth words by a foolish messenger is lame of feet and drinketh iniquity. As a lame man hath fair legs in vain, so a parable is unseemly in the mouth of fools. As he that casteth a stone into the heap of mercury, so is he that giveth honor to a fool. As if a thorn should grow in the hand of a drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. Judgment determineth causes, and he that putteth a fool to silence appeaseth anger. As a dog that returneth to his vomit, so is the fool that repeateth his folly. Hast thou seen a man wise in his own conceit? There shall be more hope of a fool than of him. The slothful man saith, There is a lion in the way, and a lioness in the roads. As the door turneth upon its hinges, so doth the slothful upon his bed. The slothful hideth his hand under his armpit, and it grieveth him to turn it to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that speak sentences. As he that taketh a dog by the ears, so is he that passeth by in anger, and meddleth with another man's quarrel. As he is guilty that shooteth arrows and lances unto death, So is the man that hurteth his friend deceitfully. And when he is taken, saith, I did it in jest. When the wood faileth, the fire shall go out. And when the talebearer is taken away, contentions shall cease. As coals are to burning coals, and wood to fire, so an angry man stirreth up strife. The words of a talebearer are, as it were, simple, but they reach to the innermost parts of the belly. Swelling lips, joined with a corrupt heart, are like an earthen vessel adorned with silver dross. An enemy is known by his lips, when in his heart he entertaineth deceit. When he shall speak low, trust him not, because there are seven mischiefs in his heart. He that covereth hatred deceitfully, his malice shall be laid open in the public assembly. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and he that rolleth a stone, it shall return to him. A deceitful tongue loveth not truth, and a slippery mouth worketh ruin. Chapter 27. Boast not for tomorrow, for thou knowest not what the day to come may bring forth. Let another praise thee, and not thy own mouth, a stranger, and not thy own lips. A stone is heavy and sand weighty, but the anger of a fool is heavier than them both. Anger hath no mercy, nor fury when it breaketh forth. And who can bear the violence of one provoked? Open rebuke is better than hidden love. Better are the wounds of a friend than the deceitful kisses of an enemy. A soul that is full shall tread upon the honeycomb, and a soul that is hungry shall take even bitter for sweet. As a bird that wandereth from her nest, so is a man that leaveth his place. Ointment and perfumes rejoice the heart, and the good counsels of a friend are sweet to the soul. Thy own friend and thy father's friend forsake not, and go not into thy brother's house in the day of thy affliction. Better is a neighbor that is near than a brother afar off. Study wisdom, my son, and make my heart joyful, that thou mayest give an answer to him that reproacheth. Prudent man, seeing evil, hideth himself. Little ones passing on have suffered losses. Take away his garment that hath been surety for a stranger, and take from him a pledge for strangers. He that blesseth his neighbor with a loud voice, rising in the night, shall be like to him that curseth. Roofs dropping through in a cold day, and a contentious woman, are alike. He that retaineth her is as he that would hold the wind, and shall call in the oil of his right hand. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. He that keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof, and he that is the keeper of his master shall be glorified. As the faces of them that look therein shine in the water, so the hearts of men are laid open to the wise. Hell and destruction are never filled, so the eyes of men are never satisfied. As silver is tried in the fining pot and gold in the furnace, so a man is tried by the mouth of him that praiseth. The heart of the wicked seeketh after evils, but the righteous heart seeketh after knowledge. Though thou shouldst bray a fool in the mortar, as when a pestle striketh upon sodden barley, his folly would not be taken from him. Be diligent to know the countenance of thy cattle, and consider thy own flocks. For thou shalt not always have power, but a crown shall be given to generation and generation. The meadows are open, and the green herbs have appeared, and the hay is gathered out of the mountains. Lambs are for thy clothing, and kids for the price of the field. Let the milk of the goats be enough for thy food, and for the necessities of thy house, and for maintenance for thy handmaids. Chapter 28. The wicked man fleeth when no man pursueth, but the just, bold as a lion, shall be without dread. For the sins of the land many are the princes thereof, and for the wisdom of a man and the knowledge of those things that are said, the life of the prince shall be prolonged. A poor man that oppresseth the poor is like a violent shower which bringeth a famine. They that forsake the law praise the wicked man. They that keep it are incensed against him. Evil men think not on judgment, but they that seek after the Lord take notice of all things. Better is the poor man walking in his simplicity than the rich in crooked ways. He that keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that feedeth gluttons shameth his father. He that heapeth together riches by usury and loan gathereth them for him that will be bountiful to the poor. He that turneth away his ears from hearing the law, his prayer shall be an abomination. He that deceiveth the just in a wicked way shall fall in his own destruction, and the upright shall possess his goods. The rich man seemeth to himself wise, but the poor man that is prudent shall search him out. In the way of the just there is great glory. When the wicked reign, men are ruined. He that hideth his sins shall not prosper, but he that shall confess and forsake them shall obtain mercy. Blessed is the man that is always fearful, but he that is hardened in mind shall fall into evil. As a roaring lion and a hungry bear, so is a wicked prince over the poor people. A prince void of prudence shall oppress many by calumny, but he that hateth covetousness shall prolong his days. A man that doth violence to the blood of a person, if he flee even to the pit, no man will stay him. He that walketh uprightly shall be saved. He that is perverse in his ways shall fall at once. He that tilled his ground shall be filled with bread, but he that followeth idleness shall be filled with poverty. A faithful man shall be much praised, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. He that hath respect to a person in judgment doth not well. Such a man, even for a morsel of bread, forsaketh the truth. A man that maketh haste to be rich and envieth others is ignorant, that poverty shall come upon him. He that rebuketh a man shall afterward find favor with him, more than he that by a flattering tongue deceiveth him. He that stealeth anything from his father or from his mother, and saith, "This is no sin," is the partner of a murderer. He that boasteth and puffeth up himself stirreth up quarrels, but he that trusteth in the Lord shall be healed. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but he that walketh wisely, he shall be saved. He that giveth to the poor shall not want. He that despiseth his entreaty shall suffer indigence. When the wicked rise up, men shall hide themselves. When they perish, the just shall be multiplied. Chapter 29. The man that with a stiff neck despiseth him that reproveth him shall suddenly be destroyed, and health shall not follow him. When just men increase, the people shall rejoice. When the wicked shall bear rule, the people shall mourn. A man that loveth wisdom rejoiceth his father, but he that maintaineth harlots shall squander away his substance. A just king setteth up the land. A covetous man shall destroy it. A man that speaketh to his friend with flattering and dissembling words spreadeth a net for his feet. A snare shall entangle the wicked man when he sinneth, and the just shall praise and rejoice. The just taketh notice of the cause of the poor, the wicked is void of knowledge. Corrupt men bring a city to ruin, but wise men turn away wrath. If a wise man contend with a fool, whether he be angry or laugh, he shall find no rest. Bloodthirsty men hate the upright, but just men seek his soul. A fool uttereth all his mind, a wise man deferreth and keepeth it till afterwards. A prince that gladly heareth lying words hath all his servants wicked. The poor man and the creditor have met one another. The Lord is the enlightener of them both. The king that judgeth the poor in truth, his throne shall be established forever. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but the child that is left to his own will bringeth his mother to shame. When the wicked are multiplied, crimes shall be multiplied, but the just shall see their downfall. Instruct thy son, and he shall refresh thee, and shall give delight to thy soul. When prophecy shall fail, the people shall be scattered abroad, but he that keepeth the law is blessed. A slave will not be corrected by words, because he understandeth what thou sayest, and will not answer. Hast thou seen a man hasty to speak? Folly is rather to be looked for than his amendment. He that nourisheth his servant delicately from his childhood afterwards shall find him stubborn. A passionate man provoketh quarrels, and he that is easily stirred up to wrath shall be more prone to sin. Humiliation followeth the proud, and glory shall uphold the humble of spirit. He that is partaker with a thief hateth his own soul. He heareth one putting him to his oath, and discovereth not. He that feareth man shall quickly fall. He that trusteth in the Lord shall be set on high. Many seek the face of the prince, but the judgment of every one cometh forth from the Lord. The just abhor the wicked man, and the wicked loathe them that are in the right way. The son that keepeth the word shall be free from destruction. Chapter 30. The wise man thinketh humbly of himself, his prayer and sentiments upon certain virtues and vices. The words of Gatherer, the son of Vomiter. The vision which the man spoke, with whom God is, and who, being strengthened by God, abiding with him, said, I am the most foolish of men, and the wisdom of men is not with me. I have not learned wisdom, and have not known the science of saints. Who hath ascended up into heaven, and descended? Who hath held the wind in his hands? Who hath bound up the waters together as in a garment? Who hath raised up all the borders of the earth? What is his name, and what is the name of his son, if thou knowest? Every word of God is fire tried. He is a buckler to them that hope in him. Add not anything to his words, lest thou be reproved and found a liar. Two things I have asked of thee, deny them not to me before I die. Remove far from me vanity and lying words. Give me neither beggary nor riches. Give me only the necessaries of life, lest perhaps being filled I should be tempted to deny and say, Who is the Lord? Or being compelled by poverty, I should steal and forswear the name of my God. Accuse not a servant to his master, lest he curse thee, and thou fall. There is a generation that curseth their father, and doth not bless their mother. A generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet are not washed from their filthiness. A generation whose eyes are lofty, and their eyelids lifted up on high. A generation that for teeth hath swords, and grindeth with their jaw teeth, to devour the needy from off the earth, and the poor from among men. The horse-leech hath two daughters that say, Bring, bring. There are three things that never are satisfied, and the fourth never saith, It is enough. Hell and the mouth of the womb, and the earth which is not satisfied with water, and the fire never saith, It is enough. The eye that mocketh at his father, and that despiseth the labor of his mother, in bearing him, let the ravens of the brooks pick it out, and the young eagles eat it. Three things are hard to me, and the fourth I am utterly ignorant of. The way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent upon a rock, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man in youth. Such is also the way of an adulterous woman who eateth and wipeth her mouth, and saith, I have done no evil. By three things the earth is disturbed, and the fourth it cannot bear. By a slave when he reigneth, by a fool when he is filled with meat, by an odious woman when she is married, and by a bondwoman when she is heir to her mistress. There are four very little things of the earth, and they are wiser than the wise. The ants, a feeble people, which provide themselves food in the harvest. The rabbit, a weak people, which maketh its bed in the rock. The locust hath no king, yet they all go out by their bands. The stelio supporteth itself on hands, and dwelleth in kings' houses. There are three things which go well, and the fourth that walketh happily. A lion, the strongest of beasts, who hath no fear of anything he meeteth. A cock girdled about the loins, and a ram, and a king whom none can resist. There is that hath appeared a fool after he was lifted up on high. Or if he had understood, he would have laid his hand upon his mouth. And he that strongly squeezeth the paps to bring out milk, straineth out butter, and he that violently bloweth his nose bringeth out blood, and he that provoketh wrath bringeth forth strife. Chapter 31. An exhortation to chastity, temperance, and works of mercy, with the praise of a wise woman. The words of King Lamuel, the vision wherewith his mother instructed him. What, O my beloved, what, O the beloved of my womb, what, O the beloved of my vows? Give not thy substance to women, and thy riches to destroy kings. Give not to kings, O Lamuel, give not wine to kings, because there is no secret where drunkenness reigneth, unless they drink and forget judgment, and pervert the cause of the children of the poor. Give strong drink to them that are sad, and wine to them that are grieved in mind. Let them drink and forget their want, and remember their sorrow no more. Open thy mouth for the dumb, and for the causes of all the children that pass. Open thy mouth, decree that which is just, and do justice to the needy and poor. Who shall find a valiant woman? Far and from the uttermost coasts is the price of her. The heart of her husband trusteth in her, and he shall have no need of spoils. She will render him good and not evil all the days of her life. She hath sought wool and flax, and hath wrought by the counsel of her hands. She is like the merchant's ship. She bringeth her bread from afar, and she hath risen in the night, and given a prey to her household, and victuals to her maidens. She hath considered a field, and bought it. With the fruit of her hand she hath planted a vineyard. She hath girded her loins with strength, and has strengthened her arm. She hath tasted and seen that her traffic is good. Her lamp shall not be put out in the night. She hath put out her hand to strong things, and her fingers have taken hold of the spindle. She hath opened her hand to the needy, and stretched out her hands to the poor. She shall not fear for her house in the cold of snow, for all her domestics are clothed with double garments. She hath made for herself clothing of tapestry. Fine linen and purple is her covering. Her husband is honorable in the gates, when he sitteth among the senators of the land. She made fine linen and sold it, and delivered a girdle to the Canaanite. Strength and beauty are her clothing, and she shall laugh in the latter day. She hath opened her mouth to wisdom, and the law of clemency is on her tongue. She hath looked well to the paths of her house, and hath not eaten her bread idle. Her children rose up and called her blessed, her husband, and he praised her. Many daughters have gathered together riches. Thou hast surpassed them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. The woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates. Thus concludes the book of Proverbs. Ecclesiastes, chapter 1. The vanity of all temporal things. The words of Ecclesiastes, the son of David, king of Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, said Ecclesiastes, vanity of vanities, and all is vanity. What hath a man more of all his labor, that he taketh under the sun? One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth standeth forever. The sun riseth, and goeth down, and returneth to his place, and there rising again, maketh his round by the south, and turneth again to the north. The Spirit goeth forward, surveying all places round about, and returneth to his circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea doth not overflow. Unto the place from whence the rivers come, they return to flow again. All things are hard. Man cannot explain them by word. The eye is not filled with seeing, neither is the ear filled with hearing. What is it that hath been? The same thing that shall be. What is it that hath been done? The same that shall be done. Nothing under the sun is new, neither is any man able to say, Behold, this is new, for it hath already gone before in the ages that were before us. There is no remembrance of former things, nor indeed of those things which hereafter are to come. Shall there be any remembrance with them that shall be in the latter end? I, Ecclesiastes, was king over Israel in Jerusalem, and I proposed in my mind to seek and search out wisely concerning all things that are done under the sun. This painful occupation hath God given to the children of men to be exercised therein. I have seen all things that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. The perverse are hard to be corrected, and the number of fools is infinite. I have spoken in my heart, saying, Behold, I am become great, and have gone beyond all in wisdom that were before me in Jerusalem. And my mind hath contemplated many things wisely, and I have learned. And I have given my heart to know prudence, and learning, and errors, and folly. And I have perceived that in these also there was labor, and vexation of spirit. Because in much wisdom there is much indignation, and he that addeth knowledge addeth also labor. Chapter 2. The Vanity of Pleasures, Riches, and Worldly Labors. I said in my heart, I will go, and abound with delights, and enjoy good things. And I saw that this also was vanity. Laughter I counted error, and to mirth I said, Why art thou vainly deceived? I thought in my heart to withdraw my flesh from wine, that I might turn my mind to wisdom, and might avoid folly till I might see what was profitable for the children of men, and what they ought to do under the sun all the days of their life. I made me great works. I built me houses and planted vineyards. I made gardens and orchards, and set them with trees of all kinds. And I made me ponds of water, to water therewith the wood of the young trees. I got me men servants and maid servants, and had a great family, and herds of oxen, and great flocks of sheep, above all that were before me in Jerusalem. I heaped together for myself silver and gold, and the wealth of kings and provinces. I made me singing men and singing women, and the delights of the sons of men, cups and vessels to serve to pour out wine. And I surpassed in riches all that were before me in Jerusalem. My wisdom also remained with me. And whatsoever my eyes desired, I refused them not. And I withheld not my heart from enjoying every pleasure, and delighting itself in the things which I had prepared, and esteemed this my portion, to make use of my own labor. And when I turned myself to all the works which my hands had wrought, and to the labors wherein I had labored in vain, I saw in all things vanity, and vexation of mind, and that nothing was lasting under the sun. I passed further to behold wisdom, and errors, and folly. What is man, said I, that he can follow the King, his Maker? And I saw that wisdom excelled folly, as much as light differeth from darkness. The eyes of a wise man are in his head. The fool walketh in darkness, and I learned that they were to die both alike. And I said in my heart, If the death of the fool and mine shall be one, what doth it avail me, that I have applied myself more to the study of wisdom? And speaking with my own mind, I perceived that this also was vanity. For there shall be no remembrance of the wise no more than of the fool forever. And the times to come shall cover all things together with oblivion. The learned dieth in like manner as the unlearned. And therefore I was weary of my life, when I saw that all things under the sun are evil, and all vanity and vexation of spirit. Again I hated all my application, wherewith I had earnestly labored under the sun, being like to have an heir after me, whom I know not whether he will be a wise man or a fool, and he shall have rule over all my labors, into which I have labored and been solicitous. And is there anything so vain? Wherefore I left off, and my heart renounced laboring any more under the sun. For when a man laboreth in wisdom and knowledge and carefulness, he leaveth what he hath gotten to an idle man. So this also is vanity, and a great evil. For what profit shall a man have of all his labor and vexation of spirit, with which he hath been tormented under the sun? All his days are full of sorrows and miseries, even in the night he doth not rest in mind. And is not this vanity? Is it not better to eat and drink, and to show his soul good things of his labors? And this is from the hand of God. Who shall so feast and abound with delights as I? God hath given to a man that is good in his sight, wisdom and knowledge, and joy. But to the sinner he hath given vexation, and superfluous care, to heap up, and to gather together, and to give it to him that hath pleased God. But this also is vanity, and a fruitless solicitude of the mind. Chapter 3. All human things are liable to perpetual changes. We are to rest on God's providence, and cast away fruitless cares. All things have their season, and in their times all things pass under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to destroy, and a time to build. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones, and a time to gather. A time to embrace, and a time to be far from embraces. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time of love, and a time of hatred. A time of war, and a time of peace. What hath man more of his labor? I have seen the trouble which God hath given the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made all things good in their time, and hath delivered the world to their consideration, so that man cannot find out the work which God hath made from the beginning to the end. And I have known that there was no better thing than to rejoice and to do well in this life. For every man that eateth and drinketh and seeth good of his labor, this is the gift of God. I have learned that all the works which God hath made continue forever. We cannot add anything, nor take away from those things which God hath made, that he may be feared. That which hath been made, the same continueth. The things that shall be have already been, and God restoreth that which is past. I saw under the sun in the place of judgment wickedness, and in the place of justice iniquity. And I said in my heart, God shall judge both the just and the wicked, and then shall be the time of everything. I said in my heart, concerning the sons of men, that God would prove them, and show them to be like beasts. Therefore the death of man and of beasts is one, and the condition of them both is equal. As man dieth, so they also die. All things breathe alike, and man hath nothing more than beast. All things are subject to vanity. And all things go to one place. Of earth they were made, and into earth they return together. Who knoweth if the spirit of the children of Adam ascend upward, and if the spirit of the beasts descend downward? And I have found that nothing is better than for a man to rejoice in his work, and that this is his portion. For who shall bring him to know the things that shall be after him? Chapter 4. Other instances of human miseries. I turned myself to other things, and I saw the oppressions that are done under the sun and the tears of the innocent. And they had no comforter, and they were not able to resist their violence, being destitute of help from any. And I praised the dead rather than the living, and I judged him happier than them both, that is not yet born, nor hath seen the evils that are done under the sun. Again I considered all the labors of men, and I remarked that their industries are exposed to the envy of their neighbor. So in this also there is vanity and fruitless care. The fool foldeth his hands together, and eateth his own flesh, saying, Better is a hand full with rest, and both hands full with labor, and vexation of mind. Considering, I found also another vanity under the sun. There is but one, and he hath not a second, no child, no brother, and yet he ceaseth not to labor. Neither are his eyes satisfied with riches, neither doth he reflect, saying, For whom do I labor, and defraud my soul of good things? And this also is vanity and a grievous vexation. It is better, therefore, that two should be together than one, for they have the advantage of their society. If one fall, he shall be supported by the other. Woe to him that is alone, for when he falleth, he hath none to lift him up. And if two lie together, they shall warm one another. How shall one alone be warmed? And if a man prevail against one, two shall withstand him. A threefold cord is not easily broken. Better is a child that is poor and wise than a king that is old and foolish, who knoweth not to foresee for hereafter. Because out of prison and chains sometimes a man cometh forth to a kingdom, and another born king is consumed with poverty. I saw all men living that walk under the sun with the second young man, who shall rise up in his place. The number of the people of all that were before him is infinite, and they that shall come afterwards shall not rejoice in him. But this also is vanity and vexation of spirit. Keep thy foot when thou goest into the house of God, and draw nigh to hear. For much better is obedience than the victims of fools who know not what evil they do. Chapter 5. Caution in words. Vows are to be paid. Riches are often pernicious. The moderate use of them is the gift of God. Speak not anything rashly, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter a word before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore let thy words be few. Dreams follow many cares, and in many words shall be found folly. If thou hast vowed anything to God, defer not to pay it. For an unfaithful and foolish promise displeaseth him. But whatsoever thou hast vowed, pay it. And it is much better not to vow than after a vow not to perform the things promised. Give not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, and say not before the angel, There is no providence, lest God be angry at thy words and destroy all the works of thy hands. Where there are many dreams, there are many vanities, and words without number. But do thou fear God. If thou shalt see the oppressions of the poor, and violent judgments, and justice perverted in the providence, wonder not at this matter. For he that is high hath another higher, and there are others still higher than these. Moreover, there is the king that reigneth over all the land subject to him. A covetous man shall not be satisfied with money, and he that loveth riches shall reap no fruit from them. So this also is vanity. Where there are great riches, there are also many to eat them. And what doth it profit the owner, but that he seeth the riches with his eyes? Sleep is sweet to a laboring man, whether he eat little or much, but the fullness of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. There is also another grievous evil which I have seen under the sun. Riches kept to the hurt of the owner. For they are lost with very great affliction. He hath begotten a son, who shall be in extremity of want. As he came forth naked from his mother's womb, so shall he return, and shall take nothing away with him of his labor. A most deplorable evil, as he came, so shall he return. What then doth it profit him that he hath labored for the wind? All the days of his life he eateth in darkness, and in many cares, and in misery and sorrow. This therefore hath seemed good to me, that a man should eat and drink, and enjoy the fruit of his labor, wherewith he hath labored under the sun all the days of his life, which God hath given him. And this is his portion. And every man to whom God hath given riches and substance, and hath given him power to eat thereof, and to enjoy his portion, and to rejoice of his labor, this is the gift of God. For he shall not much remember the days of his life, because God entertaineth his heart with delight. Chapter 6. The Misery of the Covetous Man. There is also another evil which I have seen under the sun, and that frequent among men. A man to whom God hath given riches and substance and honor, and his soul wanteth nothing of all that he desireth, yet God doth not give him power to eat thereof, but a stranger shall eat it up. This is vanity, and a great misery. If a man beget 100 children, and live many years, and attain to a great age, and his soul make no use of the goods of his substance, and he be without burial, of this man I pronounce that the untimely born is better than he. For he came in vain, and goeth to darkness, and his name shall be wholly forgotten. He hath not seen the sun, nor known the distance of good and evil. Although he live 2,000 years, and hath not enjoyed good things, do not all make haste to one place? All the labor of man is for his mouth, but his soul shall not be filled. What hath the wise man more than the fool? And what the poor man but to go thither where there is life? Better it is to see what thou mayest desire than to desire that which thou canst not know. But this also is vanity and presumption of spirit. He that shall be, his name is already called, and is known, that he is man and cannot contend in judgment with him that is stronger than himself. There are many words that have much vanity in disputing. Chapter 7. Prescriptions against worldly vanities, mortification, patience, and seeking wisdom. What needeth a man to seek things that are above him, whereas he knoweth not what is profitable for him in his life, in all the days of his pilgrimage, and the time that passeth like a shadow? Or who can tell him what shall be after him under the sun? A good name is better than precious ointments, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of feasting, for in that we are put in mind of the end of all, and the living thinketh what is to come. Anger is better than laughter, because by the sadness of the countenance the mind of the offender is corrected. The heart of the wise is where there is mourning, and the heart of fools where there is mirth. It is better to be rebuked by a wise man than to be deceived by the flattery of fools. For as the crackling of thorns burning under a pot, so is the laughter of a fool. Now this also is vanity. Oppression troubleth the wise, and shall destroy the strength of his heart. Better is the end of a speech than the beginning. Better is the patient man than the presumptuous. Be not quickly angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of a fool. Say not, what thinkest thou is the cause that former times were better than they are now? For this manner of question is foolish. Wisdom with riches is more profitable, and bringeth more advantage to them that see the sun. For as wisdom is a defense, so money is a defense. But learning and wisdom excel in this, that they give life to him that possesseth them. Consider the works of God, that no man can correct whom he hath despised. In the good day enjoy good things, and beware beforehand of the evil day. For God hath made both the one and the other, that man may not find against him any just complaint. These things also I saw in the days of my vanity. A just man perisheth in his justice, and a wicked man liveth a long time in his wickedness. Be not overjust, and be not more wise than is necessary, lest thou become stupid. Be not overmuch wicked, and be not foolish, lest thou die before thy time. It is good that thou shouldst hold up the just, yea, and from him withdraw not thy hand. For he that feareth God neglecteth nothing. Wisdom hath strengthened the wise more than 10 princes of the city. For there is no just man upon earth that doth good, and sinneth not. But do not apply thy heart to all words that are spoken, lest perhaps thou hear thy servant reviling thee. For thy conscience knoweth that thou also hast often spoken evil of others. I have tried all things in wisdom. I have said, I will be wise, and it departeth farther from me. Much more than it was, it is a great depth. Who shall find it? I have surveyed all things with my mind, to know and consider and seek out wisdom and reason, and to know the wickedness of the fool and the error of the imprudent. And I have found a woman more bitter than death, who is the hunter's snare, and her heart is a net, and her hands are bands. He that pleaseth God shall escape from her, but he that is a sinner shall be caught by her. Lo, this have I found, said Ecclesiastes, weighing one thing after another, that I might find out the account, which yet my soul seeketh, and I have not found it. One man among a thousand I have found, a woman among them all I have not found. Only this I have found, that God made man right, and he hath entangled himself with an infinity of questions. Who is as the wise man, and who hath known the resolution of the word? Chapter 8. True wisdom is to observe God's commandments. The ways of God are unsearchable. The wisdom of a man shineth in his countenance, and the Most Mighty will change his face. I observe the mouth of the king and the commandments of the oath of God. Be not hasty to depart from his face, and do not continue in an evil work, for he will do all that pleaseth him. And his heart is full of power, neither can any man say to him, Why dost thou so? He that keepeth the commandment shall find no evil. The heart of a wise man understandeth time and answer. There is a time and opportunity for every business, and great affliction for man. Because he is ignorant of things past and things to come, he cannot know by any messenger. It is not in man's power to stop the spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death, neither is he suffered to rest when war is at hand, neither shall wickedness save the wicked. All these things I have considered and applied my heart to all the works that are done under the sun. Sometimes one man ruleth over another to his own hurt. I saw the wicked buried, who also, when they were yet living, were in the holy place, and were praised in the city as men of just works. But this also is vanity, for because sentence is not speedily pronounced against the evil, the children of men commit evils without any fear. But though a sinner do evil 100 times, and by patience be borne withal, I know from thence that it shall be well with them that fear God and dread his face. But let it not be well with the wicked, neither let his days be prolonged, but as a shadow let them pass away that fear not the face of the Lord. There is also another vanity which is done upon the earth. There are just men to whom evils happen, as though they had done the works of the wicked. And there are wicked men who are as secure as though they had the deeds of the just. But this also I judge most vain. Therefore I commended mirth, because there was no good for a man under the sun but to eat and drink and be merry, and that he should take nothing else with him of his labor in the days of his life, which God hath given him under the sun. And I applied my heart to know wisdom and to understand the distraction that is upon the earth. For there are some that day and night take no sleep with their eyes. And I understood that man can find no reason of all those works of God that are done under the sun. And the more he shall labor to seek, so much the less shall he find. Yea, though the wise man shall say that he knoweth it, he shall not be able to find it. End of side 2. Please.